Hello, everyone. I'm Amanda Balbi, Associate Editor at Consultant and Consultant360.com. Our guest today is Dr. Ali Aminian, who is an Assistant Associate Professor of Surgery in the Section of Laparoscopic and Bariatric Surgery at the Cleveland Clinic. Dr. Aminian presented his latest research, Individualized Metabolic Surgery Score, Procedure Selection Based on Diabetes Severity, at the American Surgical Association's 137th annual meeting last month. Today, he will be discussing this novel evaluation tool with us. Thank you so much for joining me today, Dr. Aminian.
Thank you, Amanda, for having me today.
So to start, how did this research and tool come about? Where did it all start?
Well, Amanda, bariatric procedure selection depends on patient condition. For example, in patients who are very high risk, sleeve gastrectomy would be an excellent option. On the other hand, in patients who have severe reflux disease, one-way gastric bypass would be an appropriate choice. So the main goal of this study was to identify appropriate procedures in patients who have type 2 diabetes. There are several studies, including multiple randomized clinical trials, showing that bariatric surgery is more effective than medical therapy in patients with type 2 diabetes in achieving long-term glycemic control. Currently, worldwide and North America, sleeve gastrectomy and one-way gastric bypass account for more than 95% of bariatric procedures in patients with type 2 diabetes. However, the long-term glycemic response in patients with type 2 diabetes after bariatric surgery significantly differs according to severity of diabetes at the baseline. For example, outcome of surgery in a patient who had diabetes for only 2 years and taking just metformin is significantly different compared to a patient who had diabetes for 15 years taking 3 medications, including insulin. So the aim of this study was to construct and externally validate an individualized scoring system for evidence-based selection of bariatric surgery in patients with type 2 diabetes based on the disease severity.
And can you give us some background on your study and who was involved?
We included all patients who had type 2 diabetes who underwent one-way gastric bypass or sleeve gastrectomy between 2004 and 2011 with at least 5-year complete follow-up data after surgery. We included patients at 2 sites, Cleveland Clinic in Ohio, United States, and from the hospital clinic in Barcelona in Spain. We included 659 patients from the Cleveland Clinic as a training data set or for generation of the model, and we used the Barcelona data set to validate the findings. So in total, 900 patients were included in this study. The average body mass index was 46. An average pre-op duration of diabetes was 6 years. 37% of the patients were taking insulin before surgery, and only 39% of the patients were at the glycemic target by the American Diabetes Association, which was hemoglobin A1C under 7% before surgery. We used logistic regression models to identify predictive factors for long-term diabetes remission after each procedure. And we identified 4 independent predictors of long-term diabetes remission, including pre-op number of diabetes medication, pre-op insulin use, pre-op duration of diabetes, and preoperative glycemic control. So these 4 factors are readily available in clinical practice and can serve as a proxy to the functional pancreatic beta cell reserve. So based on these 4 factors, we generated a nomogram. So basically, nomogram assigned point to these 4 predictive factors and patient's total point on the nomogram represent the individualized metabolic surgery score, or we call it IMS score. Cut points of 25 and 95 were identified on the nomogram, and patients were categorized into three stages of diabetes severity. In patients with mild stage with IMS score below 25, we could show that both procedures were highly effective in achieving long-term diabetes remission. Remission rate after gastric bypass in the Cleveland cohort was 92%, and after sleeve gastrectomy was 74%. And in Barcelona cohort, remission after both procedures were 91%. So both procedures were highly effective in patients with mild disease. However, in patients with mild disease, Roux-en-Y gastric bypass with a greater reduction in diabetes medication at long term. So while both procedures were highly effective, since bypass was associated with a greater reduction in diabetes medication, we suggested bypass as a procedure of choice for patients with mild disease, but we should remember that a sleeve is a good option for these patients too. On the other end of the spectrum, in patients with severe disease with IMS score over 95, both procedures were less effective in inducing long-term diabetes remission. In Cleveland cohort, only 12% of patients after each procedure achieved long-term remission. And in Barcelona cohort, remission rate was 8% after bypass versus only 3% after sleeve. So in patients with severe disease, both procedures were less effective in inducing remission, and they were very comparable. Since a sleeve gastrectomy is a less complicated procedure, is a less risky procedure, in patients with severe disease, we suggested a sleeve as a procedure of choice. There is another group in between with IMS score between 25 and 95, the moderate group, in which gastric bypass is highly superior to sleeve gastrectomy in inducing remission, in terms of reduction in diabetes medication in long term, and therefore we suggested gastric bypass as a procedure of choice in patients with moderate disease with IMS score between 25 and 95.
And how can practicing physicians use your tool to determine bariatric procedure selection?
So after we made this nomogram and we made the suggestions, then we generated an online tool which can assist in decision making. The online calculator is available at riskcalc.org, and it's free and it's accessible. If we put the patient's value on the calculator, it's going to give us the patient's IMS score and suggested procedure. For example, you're seeing a new patient in the clinic who's seeking bariatric surgery for treatment of diabetes. The patient has diabetes for 11 years, taking three medications, including insulin, with good glycemic control. Then we put the patient's value in the calculator, so the patient's total point will be 106, which falls into the severe category. And based on our discussion, so in patients with severe disease, sleeve gastrectomy is suggested because the result is comparable with the gastric bypass, and it's less riskier than gastric bypass. So for this particular patient, sleeve gastrectomy would be a good choice. So the practicing physician, including general practitioners, endocrinologists, and surgeons, can use this tool for their decision making.
For primary care providers who may see patients from adolescence through adulthood, do you think treating obesity at a younger age may prevent or postpone type 2 diabetes onset?
Yes, sure. Obesity is a major risk factor for insulin resistance, type 2 diabetes, dyslipidemia, and hypertension, And several studies have shown that treating obesity can prevent or postpone type 2 diabetes onset.
And what is the most important takeaway from your study that you want physicians to remember?
This study, based on large cohort of patients who had type 2 diabetes, could categorize patients with diabetes to three validated stages of severity to guide procedure selection. In patients with mild disease with IMS score below 25, both procedures are highly effective. However, we suggested gastric bypass as a procedure of choice because of greater reduction in diabetes medication. In patients with severe disease with IMS score over 95, both procedures were less effective. Therefore, sleeve gastrectomy, which is a less risky procedure, is suggested. And in patients with moderate disease with IMS score between 25 and 95, Roux-en-Y gastric bypass is highly recommended. So, but we should know that obviously that was the first step toward individualized procedure selection for patients with type 2 diabetes, and more work need to be done on this field. Our findings also highlight the importance of surgical intervention in early stages of diabetes in order to achieve sustainable remission. We discussed the findings in patients with mild disease after either procedure, remission rate of diabetes was at the range of 90%, and in patients with severe disease who had an average diabetes for 15 years, and 85% of them were on insulin at the time of surgery, the remission rate was dropped to less than 10%. So patients need to be referred earlier to get a better long-term result.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for speaking with me today, Dr. Aminian.
Thank you, Amanda, for having me today.